Today, let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 27 through 31. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you shall be left few in number among the nations, where the Lord shall drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you will search for him with your whole heart and all your soul. When you are in distress, and all these things have come upon you in the latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers which he swore to them. Throughout biblical history, the Lord had to resort to hard tactics in order to get his children to listen to him. The Lord has brought judgment upon various groups and nations. It is taught throughout the Bible. Today, it seems like most churches do not want to address the issue surrounding a just God who does not tolerate sin and rebellion. When you bring up a scripture like Zephaniah 1:17, which states, "And I will bring distress on men," most churchgoers will want to explain that away with a stupid comment like, "Well, that's the Old Testament, and now we're under grace." Really? So you do not believe the Old Testament is for us today? Do you not believe that the Lord takes sin and rebelliousness seriously? The answer is, of course, he takes sin and rebellion very seriously. Most Americans have decided to believe in some made-up concept of God, who he is perfectly fine with sin and rebellion. You just have to look at how most parents in the church are raising their kids, allowing them to do the wrong thing and then making excuses for them. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we are to study his word so we will know him and know how he plans on dealing with this world. Verse 27 explains how the Lord will scatter his people and place them in situations where they are serving other gods. Interesting. It sounds familiar. America is scattered and serving many other gods. His desire is that eventually we will realize how bad things have become, and so we will finally look around and examine our own situation. The Lord only knows how bad things need to get before he'll get our attention. We must pray that our nation wakes up. Verse 28 points out that when you are in distress, you will begin to return to the Lord and try to figure out what went wrong. That's the whole purpose to his judgment or discipline. It is to try to get us to wake up and take responsibility for our actions. His goal is not to destroy us. His goal is to save us from ourselves and our terrible decisions. It's a real shame that most of us have to be in distress before we turn to him for help. He wants our attention. He wants a relationship with us. He does not want us to ignore him. He is a jealous God who wants our individual attention and commitment. As a Christian, you cannot separate your walk with God from your walk in this world. If you think that you can cheat your customers, or lie to your wife, or forsake your responsibility to discipline your children, you better wake up. The Lord God will not tolerate lukewarm believers. Don't throw around that grace thing as if it is an excuse for bad behavior. Hard times are coming to America. You need a strong and personal relationship with your Savior so you can clearly get his direction for your life and your family. and sin hinders your ability to hear him. Remember, he is calling us to be holy because he is holy. God bless.